Hello again and welcome to another edition of Talking Steelers Football. I'm Bob Labriola, joined as always by Mike Prasuta of the DVE Morning Show. The Steelers today begin the week of preparation for Monday night against the Cincinnati Bengals. So, Mikey, let's take this opportunity to talk a little bit about Steelers Nation's favorite Cincinnati Bengals player, James
Kyle
Harrison.
Cook.
James Harrison. James Harrison, now the issue with James Harrison over the course of the offseason was the Steelers offered him a lesser contract. He was going into the final year of a deal. It was around $6 million, a little more maybe. They offered him something in the neighborhood of $4 million with incentives that would have got him awfully close to the six. He turned that down. Ended up signing a two-year deal with the Bengals for a total of about $4.3 million. Did the Steelers do the right thing backing away from this, letting James Harrison go? What do you think now? And looking at it now, because I'll full disclosure, I was against unloading him when the time came for unloading him, but I was also thought that he did a foolish thing by turning down more money here than he would have made anywhere else, which also seemed to happen.
You know, my initial suspicion was, of all the stuff that happened in the offseason, that's the one that left me scratching my head. I was surprised that they couldn't come to a deal, once the Steelers decided they weren't going to pay him what was on the books for this season. I thought surely they would work something out. They did not. I still have a little bit of a problem with this one. I think not only is he one of the iconic players here, and I realize you got to, time catches them all, and Hines Ward left under less than ideal circumstances, and he's up there in the pantheon of, second wave Super Bowl era greats.
So did Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
It
catches them all, Franco. Harris, yeah. I still think Harrison has a lot to bring to the table, and one of the things I disliked about him going to Cincinnati was I thought, all right, here's a team that has not maybe had the emotional edge that it should have had. It's had better players maybe than what the sum of the parts has added up to, and I thought maybe James Harrison could galvanize the Bengals to a degree, toughen the Bengals to a degree, give them that big feeling you get when big brother's going to knock the hell out of the guy across from you no matter what you do. It didn't work out that way against the Bears. Bengals let one get away, as they've been known to do. So he hasn't had an immediate impact in Cincinnati, and he certainly isn't desperately missed here in Pittsburgh just yet. But I'm disappointed he's not here anymore. Let me put it that way.
Yeah, I'm disappointed he's not here anymore as it is. But looking at the Steelers now, I don't know that they still wouldn't have drafted Jarvis Jones first. But anything that led to that – to me is now something that can be viewed as a positive because I think he is a very good player and also a very good addition to this team in the way that he is as an individual and as a young professional. You watched the Bears game. We were talking about that earlier. And the Bengals I don't know that they're going to use James Harrison the way that he needs to be used to be effective. And let me just say this, the whole big brother thing, I get that, but I just wonder if that has any impact on guys that you have never played with and now you're at the end of your career. You are a different force or personality in your own locker room where you have spent your entire career and grown up with guys and guys came in and you were there, as opposed to going somewhere else where you're the new guy, and if you try and stomp around and be Debo, as James Harrison will always be known here, I don't know if you're accepted in the new place like you would be accepted here.
I don't know that you're messed with either.
Well,
if you're Debo, and let me just from watching Hard Knocks, the stomping around, he's been stomping around apparently in Cincinnati. There were two tremendous clips in that four-episode series. There was one where one of the offensive coaches was telling him not to hit A.J. Green.
Jay Gruden, the offensive coordinator. Yeah.
And Harrison basically said, don't have him come in my area and I won't hit him. And there was another where they were in a linebacker room and the linebacker's coach was going over and they're all attentively sitting around a table And Harrison's got his back to the group, sitting in his own little area, but he's watching a different screen. So I'm not saying he wasn't paying attention, but he was just basically telling, I'm the alpha male and you're not. I don't know. You know, and this is not even a guy that was a go-to guy from a media standpoint. We didn't yuck it up off the record. He was a pain in the neck to deal with often, but he just had that presence. It was just, he's just a, such a unique guy. I miss him, I'll be honest.
Yeah, and, you know, that sixth Lombardi trophy, you know, you were talking about contributions, an iconic player in this franchise's history. That 100-yard interception return for a touchdown in the Super Bowl, it's, you know, we argue whether it's the greatest play in Super Bowl history. I don't think there can be any argument that it's the greatest play in Steelers Super Bowl history.
How could it not be?
How could it not be, exactly.
It's the longest touchdown in Super Bowl history, right?
I believe so. I don't know that there were any.
What's better than that?
But the timing of it, the way it changed the flow of the game. I mean, that whole, you know, it set up the drive, or by keeping the Steelers close on the scoreboard, it allowed that last possession to happen where Ben and Santonio Holmes could do their magic. Let's just close with this. I mean, we both a lot of respect for James Harrison and what he did here. I'm a little disappointed. There is one major disappointment for me, is that the first meeting between these teams was not in Pittsburgh.
Oh, I agree.
I mean, it needed to be at Heinz Field first, because by the time the Bengals come to Heinz Field, it may have worn off. I mean, if Monday night...
Oh, I don't know if it's going to have worn off among the citizens.
But you know what I mean.
Would have been a little better theater.
Yeah.
You open at Carnegie Hall, or you open on Broadway, not... Joe's Crab Shack. No offense to Joe's Crab Shack, fine institution that it is. I'll leave you with this. I had this conversation with Dick LeBeau in training camp at some point. Just, is it going to be strange to see James Harrison in another jersey? Do you save the reminiscing for the off season? And is it just now? It's just business. And Dick LeBeau said, James Harrison will always get a hug from me.
That'll do it for this edition of Talkin' Steelers Football. That was Mike Pursuta. I'm Bob Labriola. Thanks for listening. Talk to you soon.